You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! 162-0, Slee. They're on their way. Check the box. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, you got a chance to get back to 500.
That's all I'm looking to do.
24 hours.
Get back to 500. That's all I'm looking to do.
You could do it again. It's weird. There's a Dodger game, the real one that's been played. It was played on the other side of the world in Korea. Dodgers won the game. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Not to spoil the surprise, not a great game.
No, it's pretty ugly.
Not a great game.
I think Padres just walked another Dodger.
they walked a few along the way. How you feeling now?
Feeling good, buddy. Feeling good. You know, Emily has decided, I don't know if she's in Korea for the game.
I don't think
so. And she just didn't tell us. But Emily, obviously, she should be, her flight was at 7 a.m. this morning.
I chatted with her briefly this morning.
I'm jealous.
And she should be, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, she should be pretty, I think she gets there 10 o'clock. No, it's going to be 1 o'clock
our time. She left at 1 o'clock our time is about when she's going to land. So Laura is in the producer's chair today.
I am in the hot seat. Good morning, guys.
Laura, ready to go.
I'm a little nervous. I told Trav, he's like, how you feeling? I'm like,
I'm nervous.
This is the only show that I obviously filled in before, and I've done a little. Hit it, smack it hard, Cody. Do it right.
Make sure you mention hit it, smack it hard.
The mic.
Put the noun in there. It was not enough.
It's a microphone, guys.
Pre-smack. A little pre-smack before I hop on.
You got to pre-smack. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
You never know.
A little nervous. Well, yeah, it's Travis and Sliwa.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Why are you nervous?
This is
because I haven't fully been by myself to produce. Like, I've done Mason Ireland, I've done Sedano and Cap, I've sat in with you guys, but I've never fully like, yo, this is your baby for today.
You're fine.
You know?
You're going to do just fine. Slee and I are very difficult to work with.
So, Not at all.
Try to muscle your way through it and deal with the personalities that you have to deal with.
After the first break, just start cursing.
Throwing stuff around.
What the hell is going on? Just to throw her off a little bit.
Oh, are you guys going to give me flashbacks of when I was in college with Briones? Is this what's going to happen?
Oh, did you have a thrower and a lunatic person?
Oh, my God. Okay, first of all, Briones and I have known each other for X amount of years, like since 08, 09.
Okay.
And one time here with Adam Bronstein.
Mm-hmm.
We were going, it was, I don't even know what was going on, but we were at it.
Yeah, Bronny had some hallucination moments.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he was like, no. I mean, me and Briones were going at it and we're like, bleep you, blah, blah, blah. And you mm-hmm. see Adam in the corner and he goes, I don't know what to do.
What's going on?
And he walked away and he comes right back and we're laughing and he goes, what did I miss? I was gone for 2 seconds. I'm like, dude, this is us.
So you guys fight like brothers and sisters fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's okay.
People get so tripped out when they see that because they're like, you're at work. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Bring a little of that heat to our show today. Wow. Start yelling at Cody. Start calling him names.
Smack it hard, Cody. Smack the thing hard. The mic.
What's
up, bro?
I actually smacked it a little too hard. I think my hand's a little, like, there's a little blood.
Numb.
Well, you gotta just, you want to smack it hard, but not too hard. There's a range in there. A little nice one,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Enough to get its attention.
Did something yesterday.
What'd you do?
I got one in.
Hot yoga?
Got one in.
There
actually, that happened too. But
oh, you played pickleball.
Got one in.
Nice.
You did?
Yeah.
Why?
Needed to.
Why? Yeah.
Feel better about myself.
Why did you need to?
Okay, so here's why I did it. I did it because I don't know how I could forget all this. I forgot everything. I forgot
the
scoring.
The kitchen.
I forgot when to go up, when to come back.
Never forget the kitchen.
I forgot everything. So I went and played a little, I like to call it pickup pickleball.
Oh, you just showed up at the park?
Pick up pickleball, right? So you get your, put your paddle there. Problem was there's only two games that were going on, and they had 4 and 4. So
oh, like, they all knew each other?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they knew each other.
Okay.
So I'm the ninth dude. That's like the worst thing possible. It's like playing pickup basketball. You got 5 on 5, and some idiot nobody knows is number 11. And they're like, we're going to screw all this up. I don't know the etiquette of these things.
Do they have to let you in, or could they just leave you standing there like a dope?
I don't know the etiquette either. However, last year when we played, there are a lot of times that these guys would just be like, all right, somebody's waiting, let's rotate. Whoever lost, let's rotate him in, and that's what they do. So I did it. That's exactly what I did.
So you played with three random strangers?
Three random strangers.
Okay.
Played two games. First game.
Were they better or worse than you?
Everybody's better.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. No, everybody was better. So got a chance in the first game. We lost. Let's just say I probably had a couple critical mistakes at a key time.
Okay. But what were your mistakes?
A couple serves. Just freaking get it in. Why are you trying to slice and dice? Just get it in.
Okay.
Just small, stupid things that are unnecessary.
You know, there's three numbers to the score. Did you remember how to do that?
Okay, so it took a second. But after a little while, it's like, all right, it's 8-6-1 or whatever. Okay, so I got the scoring back. Lost the first game. The guy that I was playing with didn't give a flying, you know what? He was just out there getting a little. Second game.
That's good prep for what you're going to get on Saturday.
Second game. Give me competitors in the world of sports that you're like, okay, this guy's taking it a little bit too far.
Mike Trudell.
This guy's going to make Mike Trudell look like it was
Clint Yates.
This guy.
Perfect.
This guy wouldn't stop talking the whole time. But you got to come up. You got to come up with this, sir. You got to come back.
How do you not just leave at that point?
Well, I thought it actually kind of got a little funny to me. It got a little funny to me because some of the tips he was giving me, I'm like, no, I actually kind of, let me get some of this information. I'm only going to play. This is my final game, and then I'm done. I was there for maybe a half hour or so. But my favorite part of the day is when I went to his territory and hit what should have been one of his balls, he lost it.
It was amazing.
Like, when I tell you that this guy cared so much, we ended up winning 11-9. Okay? We ended
up winning a
tight game. It was a close game. But it was kind of one of those, I knew I shouldn't go to his space, but a couple times he had come to my space. So now it's like, look, if you want to come to my area, there was one point he even says, like, no, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. I'm like, it's fine, it's not a big deal. But when I came into his space, what are you doing? You can't be grabbing that ball. And I'm just like smiling at the guy.
Why not?
I'm like, are we really doing this?
That's a great question.
In basketball, it would be like, just check ball. Let's just go. I don't know what the term is for pickleball, but I was like, can I just get the ball back?
I remember some of the vernacular. I think it's who cares.
That could be it.
You can't come into my space. Who cares? It's the most liberating phrase of all time.
I've got a game in. That's all I needed. Use the new paddle. I'm ready for Saturday.
Question.
Nice.
Take me through. I know you get two serves, right?
Yep.
But if you score a point, you stay on that serve.
Yep.
So if you and I are a team,
yep,
and you're serving,
yep,
okay, and we win that point,
mm-hmm,
it's 1-1-0 if it's the first point of the game?
It's 1-1. Look, that's a little confusing in the beginning because you only get one serve in the beginning. So let's just say the score is 7-7. We're tied at 7 apiece.
Okay.
And it's our first serve.
Okay.
7-7-1. And then you...
So the serve number goes last?
You screw up the first serve, 7-7-2.
Okay.
Now I'm serving.
Now, let's say the other team won that point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get a point. We just move on to the second serve, correct?
Just move on. You can only score on a serve. Yeah.
Now, I'm up to speed. I'm basically could be a rules official.
So yesterday we had Amy from Agape Tennis and Pickleball, right? And from where we're going to be. And she was giving us a little bit of a lesson back here. And she goes, you have to be very loose. And I'm very not loose. Like, I'm very rigid when I'm hitting the paddle.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, you got to just swing it and just like,
okay, anything, let it be loose.
I mean, you got. Somebody said that they like tuned in right when I said smack it hard, and they're like, "What is she talking about?"
I'm
like,
"Cody is what she's doing."
We have a microphone issue.
She was talking with Cody. She told Cody to smack it hard.
Yeah, I did.
That's a direct quote.
Any tips like that? I'm not. I don't want any
you don't
of those
care
tips.
About those?
I just wanted the structure of how do we play again, and then once I got that, I'm good.
You know
to
what's
go.
Bad for somebody's look? Trying. Like, imagine if someone saw you try. How embarrassing. How incredibly embarrassing to try when someone's looking at you.
No, I don't believe you.
You don't believe anything I say. What else is new?
No, because last year there were some points where you were a beast up at the front. You looked like you were trying to get a W. Mm. You looked like you were trying to get a win. And we got some wins. So you kind of tried a little.
Let's make sure that doesn't happen. No, look, once I realize I might have a chance to win, then I might try a little bit. But if I know I'm going to lose before it even starts, then I don't try. That way I can say, well, I didn't care.
Are the Vans making a comeback?
It's a really good question.
I think he's going Hoka.
So here's the thing. I don't think I am for one very specific reason.
Yep.
They're kind of wonky. They have such a thick sole that they're not super stable. And if I have to start and stop and cut and all these things, I want something that I'm not...
Demolish your
ankle. It's almost like you're on high heels. I don't want that. Like, I feel oddly tall when I have those shoes on.
Mm.
And it feels like I'm not super stable on my feet. So I think I am going to go Vans.
You got to be careful, though, because it might rain. So,
Is it raining on Saturday?
Might.
A little bit.
And if it is, we're going to make it fun. It's going to be like we dance, sing in the rain. You know?
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's Orange County.
I think it's supposed to rain before we...
Even get there.
Yeah, before we even get
cloud
there.
Cloud seeding.
Three of us... It could be that.
Cloud seeding.
It could be the cloud seeding all over again.
What's going on?
We have...
Starting in Saudi Arabia.
They're bringing it to Fountain Valley next. Yep. From Saudi Arabia to Fountain Valley. Ask Laura is coming up at 10:45. So if you've got an Ask Laura, you can do it on the phone, 877-710-ESPN. You can also send them to me, to Al, to Cody on Twitter. And we'll ask her some questions as well. So not only pickleball on Saturday. We start at 10 a.m. the Agape Pickleball Center. We've got our Island Madness tomorrow at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. You and I are going to be out there. Yep. Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap are going to be out there. But Friday, Slee.
Okay. Friday, City of Anaheim for Madness Friday. We've been talking about it now the last couple of days. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim. 301 South Magnolia Avenue. Come out for a chance to win a 75-inch Samsung high-res TV from our friends. Who, by the way, have been with us partners now for 25 years, Isaac and Roy from Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. We're going to be giving away that TV. Nothing but TVs to watch the games at this specific Pizza Hut. Plus, we have happy hour special starting at 10 a.m. $1 off pints of beer, $2 off pitchers, half price apps, the $9 express lunch deal, and more. Pizza Hut in Anaheim this Friday for the Travis and Sliwa Show. No one out pizza's the hut. Let me simplify our promotion.
Yes.
Come hang out with Travis and Sliwa on Friday.
Can win a TV.
We got March Madness that's going on.
Have a beer.
If you're an Aztec fan, you want to watch Aztec starting at 10:45, come join me there. But we don't make it out enough, and we don't make it out to Anaheim enough. Come kick it with us.
Yep.
That's it.
It's going to be good.
That's
simple. We're going to start at 10, beer, TVs, basketball, Travis Lee.
And we're chefs. We're going to make pizzas for
everybody. We might make a pizza or two along the way. Should be a great day, so come out and do that for us as well. Dodgers are 1-0. Didn't play all that well. Got a lot of good breaks, and then one of the best breaks that I've seen in I don't know how long. That's next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we're watching the replay of the Dodgers and Padres in the Seoul series. Game one was this morning at 3 a.m. Yeah.
I'm going to turn the replay off at the 8th.
It's probably the right time for you. Did any of you guys consider getting up at all? I know you were kind of like out from the beginning. I was a very casual, if I wake up, I'm not sleeping great of late, so I'm waking up every couple of hours anyway.
So if like the timing hit,
if I just happen to wake
up, and
right, so at about 5 minutes to three, my eyes wake up and I'm like, this game's about to start, should I get up? And I'm like, no, just lay here for 5 minutes, see what happens. Fell right back asleep. Perfect. Wake up again. It's about 3:35, 3:40. I'm like, game's probably like in the third inning or so. I could get up and watch the rest of this game, go back to sleep. Next thing I know, my alarm's going off. It's 5 o'clock, and I'm like, it's time to go to work. So I did not get up to see it. I've watched a good chunk of it this morning and watched all the highlights. Did it cross your mind at all to get up and check it out?
So I got up kind of naturally, and I wasn't going to stay awake, but I got up and I checked the score.
Mm.
So it was,
what time was it?
You couldn't have asked for like the worst timing. I'm not kidding. As somebody who's a San Diego Padres fan, I had a very, of course this just happened. I got up and I typed in Padres score on Google and it came up and it said 5-2. And they were still in the eighth. So I just saw 4 on the box score.
Yeah.
And it was still active.
It was still hitting.
Yeah, it was still hitting. And I just, you know, like trying to look on your phone, it's a box score. There's all these numbers. It's 5 something.
Okay.
So probably like 5:30.
Okay.
Because I think that's when the eighth was, somewhere around there, maybe 5:45. And I'm looking and I'm like, all right, well, what the hell happened? So I'm looking at just the box score and it just says 1. And then all the way to the eighth, it's just 4. All right, so do I just go to bed now? Like, what the hell just happened?
Hey, go grab
another
hour.
The details.
The details are weird. Laura, did you consider getting up at all?
I did when I thought Mason and Greg were going to do a 3 o'clock show because I was like, I'll come and produce that show and then roll into you guys' show.
Yeah.
When they said no, I'm like, absolutely not. I'm getting some sleep. I'm working 2 jobs right now, you know? So, no.
Smart code.
I did wake up. I set an alarm and everything.
You got up and watched it.
I had 3 to watch the game. And then I stayed up until the 4th or 5th inning. And then I think I was hallucinating because when I like...
No, you probably were.
Because, no, I swear. I like woke up after I like fell asleep. I was like, okay, this game is like, I can't watch this anymore. I fell asleep. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, let me like check the score. And I thought for some reason the Padres had won like 4-3.
Were you dreaming?
I don't know if I was dreaming, but I was like, I checked the scores and it was like,
maybe he was channeling the 2022 playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. Like, I just like woke up and I was like, the Padres won. I was like, oh, this will be interesting.
I think when I went to bed, like, then I started having, like, they were down 9-2, like 15. Like, I'm with you. I think I was hallucinating, too.
So, you know, the Dodger fans, if you got up at 3 o'clock, did you go to a place? Did you watch it at home? Go ahead and hit us up, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. It wasn't a very good game.
Yeah. Sloppy.
It was sloppy. Mm-hmm. The Glasnow walked 4 guys in just about 5 innings. Yu Darvish was out of the game in the 4th inning. Threw over 70 pitches. Mm-hmm. Padres pitchers walked 9 Dodger hitters.
Awful.
They made one legitimate error, and then the game turned on one of the weirdest things you're going to see. Gavin Lux is up to bat, and he hits a kind of a softly hit ground ball towards first base. Mm-hmm. One out. And it looked like it was going to be a 3-6-1 double play. It looked like one of those. Uh-oh.
It was hit hard enough to where he could probably turn
83 miles off the bat. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of tailor made, right? It was one of those 2 hoppers. Cronenworth's in position. He goes to backhand the ball, and the ball literally goes through his glove, not mm-hmm. off of his glove. Through his glove. It hits right where the webbing meets the pocket and goes through. The leather on his glove just breaks. It goes through. The tying run comes in. Next up comes Mookie, RBI hit. Next up comes Shohei, RBI hit. So it's technically an error, but it's just nothing more than bad luck. And the Dodgers got one little crack and one little opportunity, and then their 2 best players took care of the rest.
If you haven't seen the replay, go see it, because even your description, it's a weird thing. You know, we were talking about this. We were joking around that you told me this a year ago, and it stuck for me for 1 second, right? You said something that weird things always happen in baseball. Just when you think you've seen, I've seen it all. There's nothing different that can happen. Something would happen, and you're like, okay, I've clearly never seen. I don't know if anybody has. But then the announcer will say, in all my years of broadcasting, I've never seen that. That happens pretty frequently.
I said to you this morning, Vin Scully called Dodger games for 67 years, and once or twice a season, Vin Scully would say something like, well, I've never seen that. And how many baseball games did Vin Scully
watch? If Vin hasn't seen it, then I don't know who the hell you're going to go to.
Right.
But I bring that up because when I was I'm trying to kind of figure out, all right, so what happened here? How'd they lose, or how'd the Dodgers win? And it just sounded like Cronenworth just made an error.
Made an error, yeah.
And it sounded like people were kind of... The way it was initially was the ball went under his glove. That's how everybody assumed. Even the broadcasters, when they're calling the game live, it's like, hey, Cronenworth booted
that
one.
He made an error.
It went right under his glove. How can that go? Goes out to the outfield, and you know, obviously Dodgers take advantage from there. When you say it went through his glove, there's no other description. The ball went through his glove. He did everything he was supposed to do. It went through the webbing of his glove.
I think we've all had a baseball glove on our hand at one point. It's the pocket is kind of where your thumb and your index finger meet. That's kind of where the pocket and the glove is. The web is the space between your index finger and your thumb, right? That's the pocket and the web. It went right through the center of the web. I'll be honest. Cronenworth, while you hate to lose a game on such a stupid, unlucky play,
yeah,
he got a little lucky, and here's why. That glove was clearly going to break at some point. The leather in that part of the glove was compromised to a point where the next time the ball hit that part of the glove, ball's going right through it. What if it's a Xander routine. Bogaerts fields up, even better, Manny Machado's got an absolute cannon.
Sure.
Picks up a ground ball at third base.
Somebody's hustling down to first.
It's
going to
be a bang-bang play, and he lets it rip. Mm-hmm. Cronenworth puts his glove up to catch that ball. It goes right through. It hits him right in the mouth because mm-hmm. the next ball that hit that part of the glove is going through. That ball wasn't hit hard, and it went right through the glove. Mm. Machado would have caved his face in. So he got a little lucky there.
Yeah, and, never thought of it that way.
And had, let's say, instead of him going on that play, let's say it was a ground ball to short, and let's say it doesn't hit him in the face, let's say it's off to the side, it still goes through his glove. He's still safe. So that glove, the glove was the LVP, the least valuable player, right? It just happened to go that way. But the problem the Padres had, and I'll give the Dodgers a little bit of credit right here, they have so many good hitters. Their lineup is so laden with trouble, right? The game starts, Mookie, all right, buckle up. Who's that? Oh, my God, Shohei's on deck.
We're almost forgetting about freaking Freddie. Oh, my God,
Freddie Freeman's in the hole? Okay, who's next? All-star catcher Will Smith, who has the second best WAR of any catcher in baseball over the last 10 years, not named JT Realmuto's. Max Muncy at 36, him? Teoscar Hernandez, who's been a 30 home run guy, and really
stupid.
It's there's no so
stupid.
You're trying to be so fine with your pitches. You're trying to be so perfect with your pitches that you're going to miss because you can't hit the middle. If you hit the middle of the plate with Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Max Muncy and Shohei Ohtani, they're going to hit home runs. Mm-hmm. They're going to hit doubles. So I can't hit the middle of the plate. I have to hit the edges. I have to hit the corners of the zone. Well, if I miss, I'm going to walk guys. They walked 9 guys. You're going to lose virtually every time if you walk 9 guys.
Sloppy baseball on the Padres side. And
on the pitching side.
On the pitching side. And even, you know, the fielding, that one error led to a run early on in the game. But I think what you said, and do you remember we were doing this during the NFL season and we're in the playoffs, and it's like, you give Patrick Mahomes another chance, you're going to lose that game. And I'm not trying to compare... Patrick Mahomes and some of these great teams that are out there, and the Dodgers still got a lot to prove, right?
Sure.
There's a lot of new players. It's only game one. But if you give another team that talented a second opportunity, you're going to lose a game. And that fluke play that happened to Cronenworth gave Mookie another at-bat. Mookie gets an RBI. Gave Shohei another at-bat. That just the chances of winning, you almost got to play damn near perfect baseball. And I get it. There's 162 games. The Dodgers have a lot that they got to go prove, too. I think there's going to be question marks that we're not talking about as the season goes. But all they have to literally do is show up to work every single day. They're winning 100 games this year.
I think so, too.
The question's just going to be, are there games that they could potentially lose that you give them a little bit more life?
And this is a game you could beat them.
And not every team out there is going to have, they're going to be able to take advantage of opportunities. I think the Dodgers are one of the few teams that will be.
The Padres kind of sort of showed you the game plan for how you can beat the Dodgers. It's not easy, but what you do is you eliminate. Dodgers did not have an extra base hit. Neither did the Padres. There was a weird game. Yeah. No extra base hits. But don't allow any extra base hits. Dodgers got 7 singles. That's not the end of the world. But you walked 9 guys. You made 2 errors technically.
But I know what you mean.
There weren't a ton of hard hit balls, but you're going to have to cash that in. You're going to have to get off the field. You're going to have your starter go deeper into the game. Yu Darvish didn't get out of the 4th inning. The Padres pitched 8 guys this morning. 8. Okay? You can't have 8 pitchers. Somebody's going to have a bad day.
Sure, of course.
Maybe 2 guys are going to have a bad day when you're going through it like that. Glasnow was not particularly good. He was okay. He walked 4 guys. But you know what happened after that? every relief pitcher the Dodgers brought in
took care of
bang,
business.
Bang, bang, mm-hmm. Brazier, bang. That all just right down the line, they were lights out. So
Hudson,
when you get an opportunity,
Kelly, yeah, Phillips, yep.
When you get an opportunity to not have to Ohtani didn't have a double and a home run. Mookie didn't have a home run. Freddie didn't have two doubles. Yeah. This is your day to beat them.
I was going
to
say
this is your chance
because tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. it could just be a regular Dodger game and they score seven runs because Freddie hit a two-run homer.
You walk nine guys mm-hmm. and they have a normal day? That's a 13-run day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walk nine guys and you only gave up five runs? That's actually probably the lowest amount of runs you could have allowed with nine walks because they didn't have any extra base hits. So it was a weird game. It wasn't a particularly well-played game. Again, it's on the other side of the world. It's a two-game series before they turn around and come back. It's not a perfect setup the way that it is. But the Dodgers, I think you got a glimpse of what they're going to be very, very good at. It wasn't the full display, but it was a glimpse.
I would say that the Dodgers probably walked away kind of saying to themselves, all right, hey, we got one not playing all that great of a game. And anytime you can win anytime in baseball you can win a game and you know that that wasn't your bet, that was just a percentage of what you actually are, that's got to be a good day at the office.
Let's try a phone call here. Let's go to David in Los Angeles. Dave, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I drive for Anheuser-Busch for a living, and I caught the whole game on ESPN.
Do you just stop by Holmes and deliver beer? Because if so, we are interested.
And I caught the whole game on ESPN, and it was great. And the thing, though, it was amazing towards the end of the game. I think it was, I want to say, the bottom of the eighth or top of the ninth or something. Eduardo Perez showed Shohei Ohtani just kicking it in the dugout, and he said, so Ohtani's going through his mind, you know, this is what it feels like to win, even though being down the whole game, I can get used to this. It was amazing. Yeah. It was a perfect quote from at time where, you know, where I think Mike Trout should have left. You know, I know he wants to stay with the money, but I think winning is a big factor, and I'm glad we got this team that we have because it's going to be a good season.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. The Trout's got his money. It's baseball. You get all your money.
Yeah.
Whether you stay or leave, he gets all the money.
Want to demand a trade or not?
The Ohtani debut was interesting. Let's do that next, Lee. It's Shohei's first real game as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers was pretty Shohei-esque, quite frankly. It showed you a little bit of all the things that he can do. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. See, he drives for Anheuser-Busch. Yeah. I drive for Rotolo Chevrolet,
right,
Lee.
Right.
Drive around in my Chevy Silverado High Country Edition. It's pretty
deliver
nice.
Deliver me some beer.
You should ride around in my Silverado. We'll roll down the windows. We got a sunroof in this bad boy. It's awesome, Slee. I'll give you a little tour at the pickleball event. But if you've been thinking, you know what? I got to go check out those Silverados. If you've been thinking, I got to go look at that Chevy car truck that you've had your eye on, Rotolo Chevrolet is the place that you got to go do it. Rotolo. Rotolo Chevy online. You can see everything online as well. But go on out. 210 Freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You can't miss it. They got every Silverado, make, model, color that you can think of. The pricing, they're not going to get beat on that. But what you get to experience when you go in person is customer service that's second to none. 13 years in a row a dealer of the year. 13 years in a row of being the MVP, the all-star, the champ, however you want to look at it. That's what they do by making you feel good, courteous, transparent, upfront. That's what they do at Rotolo Chevrolet. Every single day, year after year after year. So if you've been thinking about it, get yourself out to Rotolo Chevrolet and tell them that Travis sent you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right, Anaheim on Friday. So pay attention if you're in the area. Come hang out with Trav and I. We're doing our live broadcast from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Anaheim, the Pizza Hut location, which is 301 South Magnolia Avenue. I could tell you about the specials going on. I could tell you about a 75-inch Samsung TV that we're giving away from Mirror Audio and Video. I could tell you all that, but
it's true.
Come hang out with us.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do.
Tournament, beer, pizza, us.
Aztecs 1045. Come
sure.
meet me there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ladee. Is that my guy?
Jaden Ladee, yeah.
That's Lamont. Jaden Ladee. Yeah.
Lamont Butler, right?
Lamont Butler. You guys got a couple in there, too.
Oh, yeah, him, too.
No, you know him.
I don't.
The only way you know him, I told you this earlier in the week, he hit the shot.
Oh. You could give me 100 years to remember that name, and I'll never remember it.
Okay, I got your back now. That's your fault.
Lord.
Yeah, it's just not there. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. See why over 28 million drivers trust Progressive to stay protected on the road. See for yourself at progressive.com. Shohei's debut, 2-for-5, base running error, stole a base, drove in a run. What do we make of that? Because it wasn't him hitting a Titanic home run. It wasn't him driving in the game-winning run. It wasn't a 4-for-5 day with, 10 total bases. It was a really good day, but by his standards, it's like, yeah, okay. Like for him, it was just merely okay, and he was 2-for-5 and stole a base. And for him, it's like, yeah, it's fine.
I know what you're saying. I know you're trying to put in perspective. Great day at the office, right? Like his first day as a Dodger.
Great?
Yeah.
Really?
Two singles?
You go 2-for-5 on any given day. You go 2-for-5. Okay, maybe the word "great" is too.
It's good.
That's too powerful.
It's good.
It's a good day at the office.
Yeah.
It's a good day at the office. You're not going to remember the day. The day's not going to stick in your mind as like, oh my. But it's also you didn't say that. Hey, he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts. He did. He got a couple of hits. He got a stolen base. Did make a base running error, like you mentioned. Kind of put the icing on the cake to end the game, even though the game was probably already done by then with his last RBI.
Have you watched a lot of the highlights? Because I've watched the YouTube highlights and all that stuff this morning. Did any of you guys have a takeaway from watching the highlights? Like, really? We're going to do this every time? Did you guys get any?
The foul ball?
No.
How about showing him in the...
Keep going.
Showing his wife?
Yes!
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
cool.
So on the ESPN broadcast?
Yes!
The foul ball that he, like, hit on the roof?
Off the roof?
He, like... The next two like at bats that he had, like they showed his wife every single time.
Mm-hmm. Every time he stole a base, cut to the wife. Base hit, cut to the wife.
That's okay.
Driving a run, cut to the wife. It's okay if we're gonna just do it today.
No.
Yeah. If we're just gonna do it today, we're in Korea. We now know that he has a wife. We now know who she is. She's a normal Japanese woman who's a professional basketball player and 6 feet tall. She's beautiful. Of course
beautiful.
She is. Not a big surprise.
And that's true.
That Shohei Ohtani has a beautiful wife was kind of off the board.
That was
very likely. But every time, like, Shohei Ohtani takes a warm-up swing in the on-deck circle, cut to the wife. Like, can we just watch him for a minute?
Well, this is kind of not that much different. I mean, it's completely different. But we obviously went through a stage.
Where are you going with this?
Taylor Swift,
Yes.
We went through a stage where it was like, guys, it might be just easier for everyone. Just have a camera of her on there.
A box. It's
a
live cam right there.
Cutting back and forth. And they were also, like, there were times where they were trying to time it with Kelsey. And then there were other times I'm like, nothing happened to show her.
Cut to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, nothing happened to show her.
What would happen in the world?
I want to see Chris Taylor warming up. And they take a quick shot over at his wife.
If Taylor Swift and... Shohei Ohtani's wife were in the same room at the same time. Would the universe explode? Would it spin off its axis? Would we not know what to
do? We'd only get audio on TV. They'd have just a split screen of both of them, and there'd be audio of the game.
I get it. She's good TV because, to your point, Laura, she's very pretty. And by the way,
we don't know her.
She's new.
Yeah, we haven't seen her.
She's
the
new.
You know, I don't want to say toy because that's not where I'm going, but it's the
new
shiny thing that we have. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's a new face. And he's on a new team and all of this other stuff. But what the caller Dave said last time, I thought was interesting. And I did not hear Eduardo Perez say this in real time. But again, I'm trying very hard not to draw any grand sweeping conclusions from one baseball game that they won and he got a couple of hits and probably feels pretty good about. But I'd have to imagine, Al, that while Shohei Ohtani has unbelievable self-confidence and belief in his own abilities,
yeah,
that he knew he was fighting a fight with one hand tied behind his back with the Angels. That just that we everything has to go perfect for us to kind of do this. With the Dodgers, hey, man, I just got to be myself, and this thing's going to come along. And we just found a way to steal a game. We just got a little lucky. The place is rocking. Most of the people in there are rooting for Ohtani. They're rooting for the Dodgers. And it's like this is a brand new experience for him to be on a team that doesn't need something weird to happen to win a bunch of games. Well, they just need to play.
Let's use this morning as an example. Dodgers did not play good baseball. It wasn't perfect baseball from the Dodgers. They still won 5-2, right? Mm-hmm. Ohtani didn't have to go out there and pitch seven innings and then, or with his bat, go hit two home runs and hope that that's enough to get it done. He had two singles. They won 5-2 in a game that I think everybody agrees that wasn't perfect baseball from the Dodgers.
Far from it.
So that tells you a lot in itself. Listen, and I'm going to keep saying this is going to be the thing. All they literally have to do is show up to work. They're going to win 100 games this year. Do you know how stupid of a thing, of a comment that is to say in baseball?
Yeah.
To win 100 games in baseball is such an unbelievable, difficult task to accomplish. If they just show up to work, they're going to win 100. The question is just going to be, will it be 105? Will it be 110? What will it look like when they're doing it? Do some of their younger players develop even more where they're getting now 12, 13 wins on the season? Like, there's going to be other things that develop from the season, but I think your example of Ohtani of I don't have to do everything. This isn't all on my shoulders.
It's impossible for him to be one of the guys. He's too famous. He's too good. It's not in the option tree for him.
Mm-hmm.
But from a baseball perspective,
yeah,
he just has to kind of be one of the guys. He just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Just now himself is 40 home runs, 100 runs driven in, 100 runs scored. That's
not
him.
Even funny. That's him.
But,
right?
But that's him.
That's just
right.
Him.
It's not. Hey, I need you to do this extraordinary thing. It's just go out there and just be your normal awesome self, and that's more than.
And that's
for
why
us
he's
to
a Dodger.
Want.
That's why so. He decided yep. to choose the Dodgers. Right. I think there's a lot of other reasons. There is the one of the most popular brands in all of baseball. There is the $700 million check.
That helped.
There
yeah,
is
that's a good reason.
I think one of the main reasons why he also signed there as well. As successful as they've been, they haven't been that successful.
I couldn't agree more.
Right? That he also can come out of this thing. If you're there in the next 5 years, you win one World
Series.
Can
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If the Dodgers win the World Series, is it going to be like, well, it's only a matter of time? Or it's, well, they got Ohtani.
It doesn't matter how you describe right. it. You can't have that description without saying,
of course,
it's not a coincidence.
Of
they signed the
not.
Best player in baseball.
If they start to win World mm-hmm. Series, and it's going to be, well, they got Ohtani. It's not going to be, guys, they were the best team yeah. for 10 years in a row. They yeah. had some bad luck. The Astros cheated. It was only a matter of time until the tide started to turn. It's not going to be like, they went out and got the best guy and put him on the best team, and that was the difference.
Well,
that it
also,
made.
Yep. because you've had that conversation now for 10 or 11 years of it's only a matter of time.
Right.
Right. Isn't that why Dave Roberts has stayed the manager? Isn't that why Andrew Friedman keeps saying we're going to keep doing what we're doing?
Can I be honest?
It's because it's only a matter of time.
I don't know why he's still the manager. I can't even begin to give you a real explanation as to why that is. But he is. And Ohtani's here. They're 1-0. Ask Laura is coming up next. Send him to us on Twitter at Alan Slua, at Cody Lou with an X somewhere
yeah,
in there. I still
like
don't understand
two
how that
X's
works.
And a Y underscore yeah, exclamation point.
Yeah, it was hard to find you, man, when yeah. I was trying to put the tweet
you
out.
You didn't spell Cody with an X? You didn't do it
no.
like that? That's weird.
I mean, my Twitter handle is kind of weird.
Oh,
too,
I don't
so.
Want my full name out there.
Your
okay.
government?
Exactly.
He doesn't want his government.
Mine's going to be Alan Slua with my social security number.
It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710. And ESPN. All right, so Wednesday we typically have a guest asker receiver in the chair. So Laura is filling in for Emily today. So she is. It's an Ask Laura day. We're going to start with this. This is from Chrissy, who writes in the Travis Lee All-Star community, which all of you should be a part of. Hashtag Ask Laura. What am I supposed to do with all the socks with no pairs?
That's a great question. So
I know what I do.
Okay, one, if they don't match any other sock or like they're not white and black or whatever, I throw them away. I'm not going to have
like
time.
Right away, you're doing the laundry. You got a white sock that doesn't have its brother. You yeah. throw it away?
No, like you have to finish. I mean, okay, did you do all the laundry?
That's what I'm saying. Like there's
yeah, then you throw it away.
You're never done with all the laundry.
Yes, you are. I am.
Waiting on deck,
never,
right?
Never.
Never?
No. My laundry.
What if it's under the bed? What if it fell out of the hamper? What
okay.
if it slid under the dryer?
Great
it could pop up a million places.
Great
right?
questions.
Here yeah. is my. You guys have not
stuck
been to
the
my
shoe.
Place.
Stuck in the leg
no, no,
of your
no.
pants.
No, no. I have OCD there. For cleaning.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a clean neat freak. So if it's not around when it came out of the dryer, is nowhere to be found, you're going to the trash.
Right wow. away?
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
Wow, okay, let me. Geez. Can I? I think
she has
all...
a sock budget that I don't understand.
yeah,
because I'd be
wear a
buying
lot of
new
sandals.
Pairs every week.
Let's all walk through what we do in this situation because it is a situation. We all run into this.
Right.
I give it about a 2 week shelf life.
That's a long time, man.
Is this thing coming up in the next 2 weeks? Let's take the one clean sock that we have, let's put it back in the sock drawer, let it live there for a second. Let's not, I don't want to jump to conclusions. I don't want to start accusing people of anything. I don't want to look at Rookie and say, where the hell did you put this thing? I give this thing a proper 2 weeks. If we've done the laundry a couple more times,
yes.
2 weeks has gone by, then Laura, I'm with you. Now I'm taking that sock and it's going
to
end up
too
in
long.
Laura, let me ask you this.
Different okay. place.
Because you put a very important part in there. Yeah. Do you live alone?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah. That's a big difference.
I live solo dolo.
You don't live alone. Yeah. I live with three other people.
Yeah. For all you
sometime
know,
that sock
Michael
goes in,
has one of those socks.
That's what I'm
on.
Saying. So Susan, like Susan, it could be in Susan's pile.
Yep.
It could be in Bobby's pile. It could be in Michael. I don't know. So you said 2 months. You said or 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I've got. I'm like a couple years. Like,
no,
I haven't seen the match to that
respect.
In a couple years. It's, because it could be anywhere. Because maybe Bobby's got the other George Brett sock,
respect.
And he's thinking, you know what, that one will show up for me one
yep.
of these days. And we're each holding on to one, and I don't know what it is.
No.
What do you got, Al?
All right. Christopher Holmes asked a question.
Hey, what's up, Holmes?
And I don't know if I know this, but does Mace say your name different than everybody else?
Lara.
And his question is, does that bother you or is it approved that he can say it that way?
I think it's a accent, like a for me, because my name is Laura, right, in Spanish.
Yep.
In
yep.
English is Laura, whatever. So...
Are both right,
Lara,
or would you
yeah,
prefer
think,
the Spanish pronunciation?
Lara. See, he says it a whole different... It, to me, it's just, as long as you don't call me out of pocket, you know, something
yeah.
else,
yeah.
we're good.
Yeah.
Don't call you Lauren, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a problem.
L.
Lauren is a problem. Do not do
okay,
Lauren.
Okay, so how Mace says it...
Lara.
Is it the right way, or is he just kind of created his own way of saying your name?
I think everybody creates a way to say my name, so yes
okay.
to that. And no, it does okay. not bug me.
Okay.
Yeah, but okay. you know, they do call me, like, this is, I swear, it sounds wrong for me to bring it up, but mm-hmm. like, Cabby calls me the queen, right? Because I'm unique, whatever. You know, now they kind of start adapting that. So I'm like, you can call me that. That's okay with me. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah,
you
queen
know?
Is not a bad
that's
name.
A, no,
yeah,
that's good.
That's not
good.
A bad
that's
way
good.
To do it. What do you got, Code?
All right, Laura. Rich A. over on Twitter asks, what is
Gracias.
Your idea of a perfect date?
Oh.
Okay. So now me, 35-year-old me, honestly, give me like my couch with a good wine and some chicken wings and I'm happy. Like, I'm good to go. But if we're going to go out...
I think we just became best friends.
It's just like, I don't really care to be out that much anymore. But if we are going to go out, then it's kind of low-key place,
Kay.
Not... very known. I don't care if it's like a hole in the wall, but good food. In and out, we're good.
That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We could hang out.
I think she just went with quality time and nothing else matters, right?
Yeah.
Just the right type of date.
Yeah. Optimus Prime Rib writes, I'm a Mexican-American who is not a soccer fan. What is something that Laura likes or dislikes that some would say is worthy of having your brown card revoked?
So, I'm now more of a fan of soccer because of LAFC.
Okay.
But growing up, I was also not a soccer fan. My mom, huge soccer fan. My household, huge soccer fan. And they would always tell me, you're not Mexican because I did not watch soccer. So that's one. Two, probably because I don't drink beer anymore. So I haven't drank beer in about 8 years.
Our brief best friendship just ended.
Yeah.
See, yeah, but that's okay.
See, that's another thing. People are like, dude, how? But I'm like, I drink tequila really, really good.
Never, yeah. Soccer just never hit you in that way?
It never got me. Mm. It just never, because there's too many leagues, man. You have this league and that league and blah, 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 blah. And like with the NBA, it was just that. With Dodgers, it was, you know, just MLB.
And
that was it.
And it's not like, I mean, let's be real about this. The MLS is not the best soccer players in the world.
But you could root for a Mexican league team.
Yeah, yeah, well,
but,
okay.
But the best
Mexico,
soccer players,
like that, win the country, you know. But like Mexico, if the World
Cup, if the World Cup's going on, or you have any of those like CONCACAF or whatever,
but
those,
that's a lot, man.
It is a lot.
Then yeah, in like, a lot going on. Then like you have like in Jalisco where my parents are from, they
Panama,
have like Las Chivas
USA
and this and that, and I'm just like, it's too much.
Yeah.
So you got one more. Cody's ready. If you're not,
Cody, you go.
So Christopher Holmes again also asked on Twitter, Lord. You go to dinner at a friend's house and they make their usual, which always gives you tummy problems. Do you eat it anyways and deal with the consequences later, or tell them the truth, or give bites to the dog and just pretend that you like it?
Wow, why would you want to kill the dog? What did the dog do to you? Like, seriously, what?
Dog will eat anything.
No, but you don't want to kill the... No, I'm very upfront. Like, I have a peanut allergy. Everybody here knows that. So I'm
very careful.
What if
it's something you just don't like?
Do you eat just a little bit of it? Like, I would probably just try to be nice, put a little bit, have a little.
Like, just for the sake of argument, let's just say you didn't like fish, okay? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I invite you to my home, and I make dinner, and it's fish.
No, I've eaten it, because Christian's dad cooked for us once. And I'm not a big, big fish person, the way he made it. But yeah. It was really good. I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. You know, but you got to be polite if people put in the work. But if
I
it's going
to
give
you...
I
think you have to eat a little bit. But right?
But here's the distinction with this one. It gives you the bubble guts.
Yeah.
Like, if it gives you the bubble guts, you got to be like, yo, I'm on a diet right now. Mm-hmm. You know, or I'm watching my weight. Or I'm, you know what I mean?
You look great. Just have a bite or two.
You know, I can't. I'm being super disciplined, but thank you so much. I know you went through a lot of work. I'll take some home.
That's a great response. And then do you throw it in their trash can as you walk out the door? Or do you wait till you get down the street and throw it in the bushes?
Yeah, mine. Tap it harder.
The Tupperware, she opens it's soup. Throws
so
it in
bad.
Their recycling bin.
Got to be nice sometimes.
One more from Joey Jojo Jr. Shabadoo. Do you clap when the plane lands?
Hell no. I hate those people that clap when the plane lands or the movie ends.
Yeah.
Don't be those people. But I do have a little thing that when I go on a plane, I have to knock on it three times.
On the hull of the plane?
Boom,
on the
boom,
fuselage?
Yep. Yeah. I have to do it three
just
times.
For good luck?
For good luck. Some stranger taught me that.
Clap for everything. She brings
clap,
snacks
clap.
Over. I'm like standing up.
Clap, clap.
Flying sucks so much now.
I love flying.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's expensive, though.
It's expensive. Yeah. It's uncomfortable. Everything about it is just the worst. Even flying to like Phoenix sucks.
What? No.
You guys are small. You don't understand how
I'm not small, Trav. I am not small. Just don't pair me next to a baby or a child.
Oh.
That's bad.
Give me
news.
The baby. I'll hold the baby.
No.
Not happening.
The baby over
at
here.
All.
Bring the baby. Can you?
No.
Don't forget, we got our Pickleball Madness event coming up in just a couple of days. It is on Saturday, right? Saturday at Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. 10 to 4 food, drinks, games, fun zone, basketball on the TVs. Plus, you can sign the biggest birthday card in the world for Mace. You get to celebrate Mason and Ireland's 20th anniversary on ESPN LA. You can RSVP right now for your seat. You just go to ESPNLA.com. You click the Pickleball Madness logo. Special thanks to Children's Dental Fun Zone. Children's Dental Fun Zone. We treat your kids as our own. Lakers have still a couple of more days off, Slee, along the way, but D'Angelo, see just kind of the thing that's going to make this go or not. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.